Morning, brothers and sisters, as we wrap up this part of the text on the seven part characteristics that must be sought after by the believer as they seek to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here we are at verse 8 of 2 Peter chapter 1, where the word of God says, if we add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, what will happen? The writer says, for if these things be in you, look at this, if these things be in you, glory to God, hallelujah, bless the Lord, and abound, mean that they remain. So we must contain, we must be containers, bless God, hallelujah, of this content. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. We must bear these in our life. We must have virtue. We must be knowledgeable. No believer should be ignorant, bless God, but be knowledgeable of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believer must be able to exercise self-control and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. The Bible says, these things be in us and abound, what will happen to us? Bless God, they make you that ye shall neither be barren. Barren suggests emptiness, suggests a lack of growth, lack of development, lack of substance. Bless the name of the Lord. Lack of gravity and spiritual maturity. Bless the name of the Lord. Those are the kind of things that happens when we are not having. We remain barren, we remain shallow. We can't reason well, we can't speak well, we can't defend Christ well, because we are not growing, we're not working on and developing ourselves, and it's with the help of the Holy Spirit. So here the Bible provides us with some prescriptive, bless God, our guidelines that we can use to build ourselves. Bless the name of the Lord. Add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge. Seek to know the Lord through his word. Seek to know the Lord in prayer and fasting. Bless the Lord. That's knowledge of God and God's way. Temperance, self-control. Hallelujah. Patience, meaning having that level of endurance that you'll endure. Whatever affliction comes, you'll fight it through. Sometimes believers fail right there. Bless the name of the Lord. But we must be patient. God is going to come through for you. And the patience, godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness. And the brotherly kindness, charity. For these things be in you and abound, mean they must become resident, bless God, in our lives. Resident, hallelujah, resident characteristics. They make you that ye shall neither be barren, look at that, nor unfruitful. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants us to be fruitful. In John 15, Christ says, we should be fruitful believers. Bless the name of God. He wants us to bear fruit. And not only bear fruit, but our fruit should remain. And so we have a battle there. But we have to become steadfast in our determination that fruit should be born and fruit should remain. So the word of God said, neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord, or Lord Jesus Christ. Many persons are unfruitful and barren. Hallelujah. Can't produce. Bless the name of the Lord. Because of the lack of knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, but he that lacketh these things is blind. Look at that. If we are not possessing these things, we are still blind. We are still lost. We are still groping. And we cannot see afar off. We are not able to discern. We are not able to, glory to God, hallelujah, be able to see, to have insight and discernment. Bless God, hallelujah. And had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So we're still living as if we are sinners, because we're not adding, we're not building up ourselves, we're not growing. Glory to God, hallelujah. And so verse 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence, put some effort into it to make your call and election sure. Work on yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Word of God says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Build up yourself. Bless the name of the Lord. Make sure your call and election ensure. Ensure, be very sure, anchor, hold, and grip the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. If we do these things, the word of God says, you shall never fall. Look at that, brethren. If we do these things, if we make sure that we are growing, We're adding to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. If they abound in us, we'll not be unfruitful. Bless God. But we tend time to make sure our calling election is sure. Then an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Verse 11, unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. In other words, we'll have access, continued access. That's what it's saying here. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, brethren? We have access, glory to God, because we are growing in our faith. We are moving ahead. Bless God, we will have heaven's portal open to us so we can do the will of God. We will not be barren or unfruitful because we are adding. Thank you for this word this morning, Lord Jesus. Help us as people, Lord God, this morning to grow in true knowledge. Hallelujah. So we can become, hallelujah, fruitful and worthwhile believers as we grow in your grace. God bless you, brethren. We'll continue the topic. Be steadfast in Jesus' name.